Welcome to the Live Your Edge podcast. This is Gilbert Joy, your host. Join me as I interview world-class performers, seven and eight-figure entrepreneurs, digital nomads, and those living on their edge. Basically, living on your edge means you're constantly pushing your comfort zone, always striving for new heights. And that's exactly what we do at the Live Your Edge podcast. Today, we'll be speaking with Billy Garten. Billy is a 21-year-old professional athlete, entrepreneur, and social media expert. He's the owner of Forever Growing You Marketing Agency, a professional soccer player at 1904 FC. Born in Manchester, England, he lives in San Diego, California, and he's extremely passionate and knowledgeable about social media and catching online trends quickly. So today we're gonna be talking specifically about TikTok and the opportunity that it provides that most people aren't even aware of. So really excited for this episode. Join me in welcoming Billy Garten. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Live Your Edge podcast. This is Gilbert Joy, your host. I'm here with Billy Garten, and Billy is an expert in social media. So, Billy, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm really excited to be here. Can't wait to get going.
Yeah, so I picked up on your accent when we first jumped on the call, and I noticed that you're from the, you verify that you're from the UK. And tell us a bit, about your story before we jump right into things. Like, what was it like, going living in the UK and moving to the US?
Yeah, so I was born in Manchester, England, born in a little small area called Salford in Manchester, England. In terms of growing up there, I didn't necessarily grow up there. I moved to San Diego. I emigrated to the States when I was 2 years old and moved to San Diego, California.
Oh.
When I was two. And then spent most of my life growing up in San Diego as both an aspiring professional athlete and then also trying to get into the world of entrepreneurship. And then when I was 15, I moved to a residency soccer program in Arizona to play there. And then from there, moved to Portland because I went to the University of Portland to pursue a business degree and also to play Division I soccer. And then from there, I moved back to England for a year to try and pursue my professional soccer career. And that's where I officially got into social media and marketing and properly started to pursue an entrepreneur career as well. And then in the past, 9 months, I've come back to the States because I realized how wonderful San Diego is and how much I took it for granted when I was initially here. And in this time, I've been fortunate enough to have signed a professional contract here, playing professional soccer, and also nice. Have a social media marketing agency, which I'm running now, which is doing a lot better than I initially anticipated it would. And I'm also in the process of growing my own personal brand with my own podcast as well, and doing some consulting work for people. So yeah, definitely just at the moment in the process of the hustle and grind, a young entrepreneur, I'm 21 years old and nowhere near attributed or gotten to the success that I want to be at eventually, but a lot further along at the moment than I probably ever anticipated I would be at this stage. So yeah, just really happy.
I love it. When I was also 21, I also had these, huge things I wanted to do, and I wasn't quite getting there as I expected. And then I realized, sometimes it takes longer than you expect. So
yeah.
Glad to have you here. And, you generally, when I was in university, working on my first company and, running around, trying to meet people, I wasn't going to class. I was going networking. That's what I was doing. Yeah. And, I ended up meeting people that were much older than me. And it was very rare for me to meet people that were younger than me because I was just out there and trying to, meet mm-hmm. business owners and mm-hmm. seeing how I can help them.
Yeah, no, I'm the same as you. It's funny, like I never anticipated I'd get as much respect from people once you start actually talking and they realize that you actually are knowledgeable on a subject. It's a really cool thing to be able to relate and actually be able to give value to people who are almost double your age, and some of them are double or more than double your age, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, I totally understand. It's like, and when you go through this at a younger age, you know, when you're in your 20s and you get a little bit older a few years later, then you're working with people that are, yeah, like you said, twice your age, like people old enough to be our dads and stuff like that, or moms. And then you realize that, oh, they yeah, like you said, they look up to you for your expertise because they grew up in a different generation. They grew up in a different time.
Yeah.
And they're not quite accustomed to all the digital stuff, and things are changing every day. And then now we have this, you know, actually we have a time where many people are going online. Many people are starting to get into this digital space. It hasn't been something that I would say it has started to become mainstream, but even for things like LinkedIn, like people are starting to come on because it's become a content platform, and whereas Facebook has, you know, slowly the organic has kind of tapered out. So it'll be interesting to see your thoughts, to hear your thoughts on nowadays with social media. If someone were to get into growing their social media channels these days, where would you suggest they start, and how would they start?
Yeah, so it's funny because social media is changing all the time, and that's why I struggled to agree with the system when I was at university, because with it changing and literally changing every few months, not even every couple of years, but every few months, the college system and the university system just isn't geared to teach you the social media world. Because, I mean, no one's talking about TikTok, for example, at the moment in universities. No one's talking about LinkedIn for marketing at the moment. You know, they're still... I mean, I was still learning newspaper and TV ads and things like that when I was pursuing a marketing degree. And so that side of things just wasn't useful. But definitely in terms of the recommendations, TikTok and LinkedIn are the two most unbelievable platforms at the moment. I've been on TikTok myself for 3 months properly trying to grow my personal brand. And I'm at 23,000 followers within 3 months without spending a penny on anything, without doing any sort of outreach, simply just posting 4 to 6 times a day, talking about what I care about, which is marketing, trying to give as much value as I possibly can. And like I said, understanding what works on the platform and just sort of doubling down on that. And so TikTok definitely for personal brand is an unbelievable platform. And then secondly, like you were mentioning, LinkedIn is slowly transitioning, or not slowly anymore, it's quickly transitioning from just a business networking platform to now the best platform probably for actual business growth and growing your personal brand. As soon as I've started to use it in that mindset and not just post on LinkedIn, but a lot of my growth and a lot of my engagement, I mean, the way we even connected was through engaging on someone else's post on LinkedIn. And so by one, on TikTok, posting as much content as you can and giving as much value as you can, and then on LinkedIn, give as much value as you can, but also engaging with viral posts within your niche and connecting with people who you see eye to eye with and you think that you may resonate with, or they may resonate with you, is a great way to grow your personal brand. And then in terms of Instagram and Facebook is a platform that is very much dying down unless you're running ads. And Instagram, similar, is in the start of its decline. You can still grow on Instagram, but it's in the start of its decline. And the reason being is because everyone is realizing that you can actually grow your brand on Instagram. And so the majority of people are now creating content rather than consuming content, because everyone's trying to market their business or their personal brand. And so the organic reach is going down massively, and it's incredibly hard to grow. Whereas TikTok, the opposite is happening. You have probably more than 50% of the accounts that have been created are simple user accounts with no profile photo and are just there to consume content. So if you're a creator, a TikTok content creator, the content has the ability to keep getting recycled through the feed, which allows you in turn to continue to grow and your video and content to continue to be pushed out there. And if people enjoy the content through likes, comments, and shares, that's how you can very quickly go viral.
That's interesting. You brought up a point about, Facebook, personally, Facebook, I don't even post any content there anymore. If I run ads, I run ads on it. Instagram as well. I still do like Instagram stories. I think those are useful. And then some people are doing the IGTVs, but even the generic posts, I don't even put any posts out there anymore. Just can't be bothered because the engagement is just dropped off a lot. And like you said, everyone's trying to grow their brand and no one's really consuming content. They're just overlooking other people's content and just put their own stuff up there. And then, you did draw some parallels, and LinkedIn is a great way to engage with other people and to really put out some valuable bits and pieces out there. And I'm seeing that the growth on LinkedIn is incredible. Like you said, we met on LinkedIn. I met a number of my most recent guests through LinkedIn. Actually, most of my most recent guests that I've just interviewed in the last few weeks have been on LinkedIn. And this week alone, I have 8. So it's crazy. And this is not like me actively throwing myself out there and asking for guests. It's really just interacting with the post. And then, people are messaging me and saying, hey, I want to come on the show. And then I have a look at the profile. And then, and then it just happens. And it's just crazy how much, how powerful LinkedIn is. And I see that not many, many people that I know that were using Facebook to a really good degree, they haven't really touched LinkedIn as well. I have an issue with trying to post content on through multiple channels. I'm sure a lot of people have the same thing. And I know that there's, you have the content calendars where you map out your content throughout the month and all of that stuff. Are you a firm believer in posting across multiple channels, or do you spend more of your time focused on one channel that you know it's working for you, such as TikTok?
I'm a firm believer in posting across multiple channels, but doubling down on the channels that we know are working. If that answers your question, I'd love to know a little bit more about what is making you sort of stick to one rather than go multi-channel. One thing I want to add about the content creation and the different platforms is, at the end of the day, these platforms are free to market, and you never had this ability 10, 15 years ago to market to an unlimited audience and continue to grow your brand of niche followers for free. So it's an unbelievable opportunity that I think people really need to capitalize on. So I don't post anything at all on Facebook organically. I do run ads on there for my own personal brand and for my business brand. Instagram, I've been fortunate enough to build a little bit of an audience before the organic growth has gone down. So regardless of the fact that the reach has gone down, I'm still posting at scale on Instagram in my feed posts and also on my story. And then obviously Twitter as well. I'm posting a lot. Twitter's a really saturated market, so you have to post a lot if you want to get noticed. But then, like I said, TikTok and LinkedIn are the two most dominant platforms at the moment. So I'm doubling down on those and focusing harder on those than the others. But to your point, I'm not just ghosting the others and forgetting about them, because I do have an audience that have been there for a couple of years on Instagram that, regardless of whether my audience is going to grow or not, I still want to market to my current audience that I have, because a lot of my business that I've gotten has come through people that I've known for a couple of years, or people that have followed me for 6 months to a year now, that I'm constantly plowing them with content on Instagram as well. So I'm not neglecting those platforms by any means. And regardless of the amount of following that you have, you could have 35 followers or you could have 150,000 followers, but if you're not giving value and you're not putting content out there that's going to engage your audience, nothing's going to come from it. Whereas if you have 35 followers, but those 35 followers are really engaged in what you have to offer, you could genuinely get your next client from there. You never know. So at the end of the day, like I said, it's free marketing. So I would never neglect any platform.
That's well said. The platform that I'm least familiar with is TikTok. And you mentioned that you were promoting content on marketing on TikTok. And typically what I hear from people, you know, when it comes to TikTok is, oh, you have to put out these funny videos or something like that. But I also see like a lot of people that are in business that are starting to get on TikTok. And I'm just curious, how would you approach creating content on TikTok? In what ways would it be different from, let's say, putting on Instagram, and especially from the context of a business owner?
TikTok's a very lighthearted platform. I look at TikTok as a platform as people sort of switching off at the end of their day. TikTok, people go on TikTok to sort of escape reality a little bit. And so you can't be really serious on TikTok with your content, whereas on LinkedIn it's very professional, and the mindset of people when they go on LinkedIn as a channel is to learn something new or make new connections and things, whereas TikTok's sort of more lighthearted content. And so I try my best to give as much value as I can on TikTok without making it too serious or too technical terminology. I just sort of give tips, advice, how to, that type of content. And as well as that, TikTok's a very quick platform. So you can either have a video that cuts off at 15 seconds or a video that cuts off at 60 seconds. But the way your videos on TikTok go viral and start to get more engagement is predominantly by the length of time that people watch. So regardless of how many people like or comment or share your video, if people re-watch your video, they are continuing to get pushed through the feed. And so that gives you the chance to be seen by more people and go out on the For You page. And then from there, continue to go viral, get more engagement. And that's how you're going to grow on TikTok.
Yeah, so you mentioned an interesting point about TikTok is when it's the view time increases, then you're saying that it will constantly be relooped back to the top of the feed for people that are...
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. So if, like I said, because there's more people creating content more people consuming content than creating content, you have the ability of people continue to watch your video for a certain length of it or rewatch your video, then TikTok sees that as people showing interest in the content that you're putting out. And so obviously for the sake of the platform, TikTok wants to keep people on their channel as long as they possibly can. And so if they're continuously plowing out videos that are getting good engagement and getting a decent watch time, then they are going to put your video out and make it seen by more people across different accounts. And so that's why it's an incredible platform, because I've had a few videos now go viral. And it's just because, yeah, there's a lot of people that sort of engage with it for a long period of time, or it's got a nice loop to it, which means that people continue to rewatch the videos, and that's what sends it sort of to more and more people and reaches a mass audience, you know?
So,
one thing I will add about TikTok is, a lot of people say it's for 7 to 13-year-old kids, and that's a big objection that I've had to deal with initially to people that I'm talking to, is why would I be on TikTok? I'm talking about probably people 25 or older, and a lot of the adults that I speak to, the objection is, why would I be on TikTok? It's for 7 to 13-year-olds. And my response to that is, look at what Facebook was when it was initially created. It was meant for college kids, and now it's dominated by 65 to 90-year-olds. And look at Instagram when it was first created. It was dominated by high school kids and was a platform for simply posting photos of your life and sharing lighthearted content. And now it's dominated by 35 to 50-year-old women. And so both platforms have aged up. They've both become incredible business platforms for marketing. Yet, if people wait too late, it becomes impossible, virtually impossible, to grow your business or brand on there. And so anyone who's on TikTok now has the advantage over anyone who's going to come on later, because, like I said, the organic reach is so high, and so you can build brand early. And so by the time everyone gets on the platform, you've already built a pretty big personal brand or business brand, and that gives you the ability to then filter your audience through to other channels and continue to market to a large audience organically rather than having to try hard later down the line and compete against hundreds of thousands of other personal brands and business brands that have also caught the trend late.
So you're saying that in a couple of years, TikTok is going to be like, of course, I guess in number of users, it's going to surpass like Instagram and all of those other channels, and maybe develop into something where you have a large group of people that are 25 to, let's say, 25 to 35 who are going to be on TikTok. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, to answer your question about surpass Instagram in terms of the number of users, TikTok already has, just looking now, I'm pretty sure TikTok has 500 million active users already.
Wow.
And so, I mean, it's already getting to the point where it's, I think it's surpassed Instagram in terms of its daily users already.
So how many daily active users does Instagram have?
Instagram's daily active users, let me have a quick look now, actually. Pull it up here, Instagram users. Instagram daily users. I know that TikTok's up there because the amount of people that are on there that don't even post on there, they just simply, let's see, the total number of daily active Instagram users, 500 million. So the same as TikTok.
Wow.
Yeah. So TikTok's already up there. And so it's not in a few years. It's not in 6 months. It's the here and now. So you've got to be on it if you want to capitalize on this unbelievable opportunity, because if you catch the trend too late, similar to Facebook, similar to Instagram, you're going to miss the boat on the chance to get incredible growth on your personal or business brand. So
how does someone get started on TikTok? What kind of things would they want to look into?
Yeah, so the first thing I do on TikTok is I just simply download the app. And what I did was I just simply consume content for an hour a day for the first week to understand what people respond to understand what people engage with, and then you'll see what works. You'll see what trending songs work. You'll see how people engage with content. You'll see what works and what doesn't. As well as that, I figured out what I wanted to talk about, which I knew was marketing and social media tips. And so I followed 50 other people who talk about marketing, social media, and entrepreneurship. And I watched their content. Their content continuously started showing up on my feed. I watched their content. I saw the hashtags that they were using, which content was performing well, which content wasn't. And then I took those pieces of content, was able to sort of repurpose them, continue to add my own spin to things, create my own ideas. And that's how I learned the platform and learned what works and what my audience is going to respond to. Like I said, TikTok's a very quick platform, so you have to engage your audience within the first 3 seconds if you want them to keep watching. And you also have to sort of have an incentive or some sort of way to keep them engaged throughout the whole video, because that's how you're going to, like I said, continue to get your videos viewed more. But definitely just consume. Don't go on there clueless and blind and just post without consuming, because, I mean, like anything, how can you go into it blindly and expect to succeed? You need to learn from other people and learn what's working before you sort of jump in blindly.
Yeah, that's great advice. You mentioned that you engage with like 50 other people with content that post content in your space, and you repurpose their content and put a spin on it. So is that, you know, typically you don't focus on putting out like original kind of content, you more or less find ways to put a spin on content that's already working? Is that what your suggestion is?
Well, I think my suggestion is all the pieces of content that I put out are unique to me. I don't want anyone to think that I'm copying content or putting out content that's copying other people. What I mean by repurposing that content is you can use similar music in the background, you can use similar mannerisms and similar sort of transitions that you've seen that worked with your own unique content or unique value that you think will, like I said, bring as much value to your audience as possible. And so that's what I mean by repurposing that content. I went through and saw sort of what some of the marketers and what some of the entrepreneurs were using in terms of music, in terms of transitions, in terms of different ways to put their content out there. And I saw what content worked and then repurposed that content with obviously my own value. So the actual value and the actual message itself was different. Just the platform specific ideas were what I sort of repurposed and realized what was working and what wasn't.
So pretty much modeling what works and I mean, not trying to reinvent the wheel, because no, just exactly. See, kind of the mechanics is
exactly, especially on TikTok, because it's not a platform like Instagram where you can post photo or videos. It's simply just a video platform at the moment, and so a lot of the content that performs well on TikTok, the content's very similar. You know, the content that goes viral is, you can see similarities in why it goes viral. You said you don't really need to try and reinvent the wheel. Just realize what's working and put your own spin on that.
Yeah, so it's easy to see what's going viral. I mean, one, the numbers, right? But at the same time, it's, you see the same stuff, same model happen over and over again. Certain music, certain framework, where first 3 seconds is maybe trying to capture their attention, and then maybe at the end you have like this twist, right? Something like that. Yeah, I mean, that's like a crash course in TikTok right there. So for those that are, yeah, sorry.
No. I was just saying that's what I've tried to put out a lot on my other platforms, is trying to convince people, and even on my podcast and other episodes that I've been on, is trying to convince people, now you really need to listen to this, because in a few months' time, and I've already seen the organic reach start to go down on TikTok because more people are getting on the platform. So if you're not on it now, you need to start taking advantage if you're trying to grow a brand, because it's an unbelievable opportunity, and so many people are missing the boat because they just simply don't understand or don't want to listen.
Yeah, definitely. So for those that are, they already jumped on the boat a long time ago, or they've already got a head start, whether it's on TikTok, whether it's on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, etc. One of the things I'm curious on is like, to sort of scale that whole thing for your personal brand, what kind of systems or frameworks or will you put in place to help that grow? One of the things I love to do is look into like my business and see where are the gaps that I can plug, who would be able to fill that gap. So how do you see it?
So for me, if I'm looking at your question correctly and understanding it correctly, the first thing I look at, and 99% of people fail with this, is you aren't posting enough content. And I say that to so many people. You focus too much on what color red to use in your video, or what color green works best, or what type of font should we use. And that stops you from posting content at scale. And so social media at the moment is simply content at scale. Post as much content as you can across the 7 mediums that matter, because it's free. It's free marketing to an audience that gives you the ability to grow. If you're posting once a day, you aren't posting enough. Even if you're posting twice a day on TikTok and LinkedIn, you aren't posting enough. So that's why any topic that comes to my mind during the day, I write it down in my notes, and then later at night, I can go down. I can sort of sit down, create my content for LinkedIn that's going to go out the next day, film my videos for TikTok and save them for drafts. And then I have a bank of ideas all set up and ready to go out and post content. And especially on those platforms, you need to post content at scale, because, I mean, the opportunity is so, so great to grow right now on LinkedIn and TikTok, that if you aren't posting 4 to 5 pieces of content a day, it is going to be so much harder to grow. You have to understand that not every post is going to get traction, especially on these two platforms, LinkedIn and TikTok. The market decides what works and what doesn't, not you. So you might post one video thinking it's going to perform really well and thinking it's given a lot of value, but your audience doesn't agree with that. That's why on TikTok and on LinkedIn, I post 4 to 6 times a day, because now I have the ability to at least least one of those videos will perform well in the mindset of my audience. And so if I was only posting once a day, then I would only get one a week that was performing well, and it would in turn take me a lot longer to grow. And I wouldn't be anywhere near 23,000 followers on TikTok right now. I'd maybe be at 4 or 5,000 because I'm not posting content at scale. And the same thing on LinkedIn. The amount of podcasts that I've been on in the last few weeks, the amount of business connections I've made, consulting sessions I've booked, simply from just giving value and posting as much content I can about the three main things that I care about, marketing, motivation, and entrepreneurship, has given me a great platform to build on. And so, yeah, it's definitely content at scale, continuing to put yourself in front of your audience as much as you possibly can.
Yeah, this is a really good point. And for people that, you know, they listen to this podcast, then maybe some people have their own podcast, like myself, and we have a platform to which to reach our audience, but we wouldn't classify this as a social media channel. This is strictly sort of like a platform where it's focused on audio, but at the same time, it works sort of like a search engine in for reaching out to people. So to merge both of them,
and to add to your point, like, though it's not technically considered a social media channel, podcasting is an unbelievable way, and you know this, to market yourself and reach out to an audience. You know, if you don't think you're good in front of camera, or you don't like the way your face looks on camera, podcast and voice itself is an unbelievable alternative. And it's also a growing market space. You know, if you went into an audience of 500 people right now and asked people to raise their hand if they listen to a podcast every morning when they're driving to work, when they're on the way home from work, when they're picking up their kids from school, 95% of people would raise their hand, because it's a growing market, and podcasting and listening to podcasts and consuming content at scale is something that a lot of people are beginning to do. And so, yeah, I would definitely consider podcasting as one of the biggest, strongest marketing methods at the moment.
Yeah. I met many wonderful people through just podcasting, and it's been an amazing platform for me. And I'm just thinking, like, to marry both of these social media and podcasting together, there are many ways to do it. Of course, you post when you launch an episode, you post it on LinkedIn or something like that. Let's switch gears towards, let's say, LinkedIn now, because we spend, you know, reasonable time on TikTok. I think everyone gets the idea that they need to get on TikTok. And since we mentioned LinkedIn before, we should sort of reiterate that LinkedIn is also one for, on the more serious note, LinkedIn is still very much becoming a very powerful content platform. And when you say post 4 to 6 times a day, how do you manage to do that? Do you have, do you use like tools like Buffer? What kind of tools do you use? Do you schedule them accordingly, or is it just based on trying to get content out there as quick as possible?
It's being as efficient with your time as you possibly can. To put it in the short answer, I also, in my professional soccer career, I don't necessarily have as much time in the day to focus necessarily on my craft as I would like. And so that's why it's being as efficient as you possibly can with every waking minute that you have. I get up at 5 a.m. every day, and I have to leave to drive to my training at 7:15. So between 5 and 7:15, I have all my content prepared for the day, because I use every waking minute between those 2 hours to figure out what 4 to 5 topics I want to talk about during that day. And I create content across the 7 mediums designed to target my audience in those different ways based on the mindset that they have when they go on those platforms. And what we were talking about before about podcasting, let me tell you why podcasting is an unbelievable way to get content for every channel, because you can literally use the entire podcast as a podcast episode. You can film the entire podcast and upload the long form content to YouTube, because people go on YouTube to consume videos between 10 to 60 minutes. You can take the entire podcast that you filmed, clip it into smaller 1 minute segments to use for Instagram and Facebook. You can use the lighthearted, maybe funny bloopers and lighthearted content, put that on TikTok, and you can use the more information or stuff that you feel will benefit a more business-like and professional mindset audience, put that on LinkedIn. You can use little quotes you used and use that for Twitter. You can take the entire transcript and use it as a blog on medium.com. And you can take longer sort of pieces of content that you've found from the blog and use that as written form content on LinkedIn. And so just having a podcast itself, or simply just talking in front of the camera and editing and clipping and seeing what gives value, is the best possible way, in my opinion, to be able to create content at scale without feeling like you're always scraping to find new content or making up things on the spot.
You know, now that you mentioned all of these different ways to repurpose your content and push it out to different platforms, for example, podcasts, or if someone's, you know, recording videos, and let's say they have a 10-minute video, they can transcribe it, put it on Medium, put it on as an article on LinkedIn, break it into several blog posts, status updates. And to someone that's, you know, small business owner that has a whole bunch of other stuff to take care of during the day, they probably are overwhelmed, like, oh man, how am I going to be able to do something like this? They're probably going to be out there looking for help, right? They're probably going to be out there looking for someone to help them take care of this. So what advice would you give to them when it comes to evaluating, like, okay, I know I need help with this. Where do I find the help? And how do I decide who should be the one that helps me grow my content or grow my social media?
Yeah, so there are some unbelievable people on both Fiverr and Upwork, on Fiverr.com and Upwork.com, that you can hire, whether you're looking for people to edit and create content for you based around a specific person that you like the way they create content on social media. You can hire someone to create that type of content for you. There's thousands of people with fantastic reviews out there. You can also hire or purchase podcast equipment, obviously, on Amazon, and video equipment based on the reviews and what people think will work best. But definitely Fiverr and Upwork are the best two for hiring for a specific project and for remote work. And then in terms of bringing people in that you need on a daily basis or hiring employees, what I would definitely say is before you bring someone in, get a basic understanding of the content that you need and what you actually want to do, because the worst thing is when you don't even know yourself and you're trying to explain it to someone else, it just becomes a mosh pit and it's just a nightmare to deal with. And so I would definitely say get a basic understanding of the platforms themselves, the content that you need to put out. And even if you don't understand how to edit that piece of content, understand what you want and why you want it. So then when you go out to look for a content editor or someone to create content at scale for you based on the stuff you filmed, you know what works, you know why you want what you want, and then it's easy to work with someone like that. And then as well as that, I'd just say, I mean, people so often nowadays won't post. I mean, people will listen to this and listen to the things I'm saying. They'll listen to other sort of experts in this niche say that you need to post at scale, and they still won't do it. And so the first thing you need is a mindset shift. If you needed to work an extra hour of your day at work, or you were doing overtime because it was mandatory, you do it. If you had something that you had to do to give your kids the best possible life, you do it. So I think the mind frame that people need to put themselves in is understanding how important this is to your growth as a personal or business brand, because if you put the time in, it can benefit you. It will benefit you 100%. But people don't do it and say they don't have time because they don't see the importance of it. If they put it number one on their list or number two or number three and made it a priority, then everyone would have time. You know, I could make the excuse easily that I don't have time to create my own content and post content. But I put it so high on my list because I understand the benefit that it can give me in building my brand, that you make time. You make the extra hours from 9 to 10 p.m. to post content. You make the extra hours from 5 to 7 a.m. because it's important and it does matter. So the mindset shift, I think, is what 95% of people need to implement.
Definitely. And we're going to see a lot more people jumping on these platforms and, you know, work on building their brands in the coming months. And that's especially in this time, you know, it's uncertainty and everyone's indoors. You're going to see a lot of people consuming content. You're going to be seeing a lot of people creating content, whether from their homes or, you know, it's going to be crazy. And yeah, this has been a great episode, you know, like glad to have you on, Billy. It's been a pleasure, you know, sharing your experience with social media. And I'm sure that, you know, those that are listening that want to work with someone that is in this space and get your content strategy and everything taken care of, like, how can they find you? What's the best medium to reach out to you? I mean,
yeah, all my, you can find me on TikTok, Instagram. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on LinkedIn. Billy Garten Jr. is my at handle. I am a junior because my dad played professional soccer for Manchester United. And so at the moment, wow, if you type Billy Garten to Google, his name's popping up. And so I'm trying to brand myself with Billy Garten Jr. And so that's where you can find me on almost all social media mediums. You can also send me an email at billygarten@forevergrowingyou.com. But yeah, I'm always open to speaking, and I'm really passionate about social media world and the way it's going. So yeah, I've really enjoyed it and really happy to hopefully have brought some value here to your audience and to you as well.
Awesome. Thanks a lot for coming on the show, Billy. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks very much, Gilbert. Appreciate it.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. You can find more episodes every Tuesday. If you haven't done so, please subscribe for more updates as they come. Until next time.